Carry on with the magic.
Okay. Hi, Roger. This is a text to Roger. Yeah. Roger Dahlman, the winner of the photo challenge.
We'll see.
The t-shirt / big, large photo on my buddy's wall challenge.
See
if you can help me with this. Hi, Roger. I'm not fast at texting either, so you're going to have to talk slow.
Well, you have voice to text. You could actually voice this text.
I don't know how that works. Okay. Hi, Roger.
Thanks, Dad.
Can you send me your winning photo? Do you think he'll know what I'm talking about? Your winning photo in full res? Yes. Do you think? Question mark.
Yeah. If not, he'll hear this 5 days later. It's you don't really want to. This is one of those times, Adam, where you don't want him.
Because he's not going to know my number. Because you gave the number. It'll be weird if this comes from anyone. It's Adam. I'm adding that at the end. It's Adam.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just some random person fishing on a phishing scam.
Maybe he knows other Adams. Should I say which Adam?
Yeah. Yeah. You could say which Adam. Put the Adam. He'll know if it's the Adam. He'll just, I think he knows more about texting than you do. So, we done now? Did we get it?
Yeah, we're good. We got it.
Answering?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, okay. Yes. No, he didn't respond.
Yeah. The response was, new phone, who dis? Hello and welcome to episode 544 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, Vancouver, British Columbia.
What is going on in Vancouver? I ask you every week, Adam, and I mean it every week. What is going on? I miss it. I haven't been in a year and a half.
Sun is shining. I think, you know, the exciting part is, you know, people are now starting to, you know, feel a little bit better that we're coming out on the other side of all this craziness that we've experienced. You know, things are looking up in BC anyways. I can't say I can give you the lowdown on everywhere else in the world or even in Canada, but things are looking up in BC for sure. Numbers are doing well. More and more people getting vaccinated. Round two. A lot of people are getting round two. Kids are getting round one, I think 12 and up anyway. So, it's looking up for summer. I think I mentioned last week, our general plan is all to kind of open up more and more and let people do more things, assuming that numbers stay down and vaccinations continue to rise. So I'm very optimistic about the summer. Still the same kind of things for me: work, baseball, podcast, some strength and conditioning stuff. Like that's kind of my week in, week out. Soon we're going to be able to play other teams. Looking forward to summer baseball and seeing some other teams outside of just our own group.
Right. The
Roger just responded.
Did he?
Yeah. Do you want to hear the response?
Well, don't keep us on pins and needles here.
Okay. Let's see. Not a problem. If you can give me an email, I'll send it today. I think
there
I can
you
do
go.
That.
See, you know what
I
he's doing.
I think I can do that. What's that?
I'm appreciating Roger because this is something that I deal with people all the time where they're like I'll send them a photo of their kid having done something with you know, where I would hang with my kids or something via WhatsApp, and they'll go get it printed. And I'm like, that thing is 18 kilobytes big. Like, I don't get that printed. So right. he is realizing that email is not going to shrink it. It's going to send it full size. See, I told you, Roger knows more than you do.
Should I tell him that I'm literally recording the podcast right now?
You know what? You should answer in the affirmative, and your next text should just say Roger, comma Roger.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that.
Why? That's perfect, Roger. You've seen Airplane?
Yeah, I have. Okay. I have.
Okay. Well, please don't stop texting while we're recording, though.
No, it's good. It's like a picture within a picture.
Yeah, it's going to... Wow, that's funny. You should mention that. That's one of the photo challenges coming up. Oh, wow. For real. One of the submissions. Well, you're melting Roger's mind right now.
Yeah.
I assume.
He's caught. This is like Back to the Future 4.
Yeah, that one isn't a thing yet. Yeah. So regardless, I'm just saying he's listening back to this on next Monday and remembering these texts. And there's going to be like a time loop where Bruce Willis gets shot by the kid from Three Stones from the Sun. No, what's it called? It's not called that. I never saw that show. Did you ever see that show? I never saw that.
No, Third Rock? Is that what it was?
Yeah. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So, which is weird because I like John Lithgow. Excellent in Footloose, by the way. Have you shown your kids Footloose?
I think we've said this before, but John Lithgow and the ex Supersonics head coach, what's his name? John Carlson?
I don't know. We've never said that.
Oh, no. Look, Dead Ringers. Like, if anyone was ever to play him, the guy I'm thinking of in a movie about basketball, it'd be John Lithgow, Dead Ringer.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
We'll text Roger.
George Carl? George Carl, I feel like. It's George Carl.
George Carl, yes. That name does ring a bell.
I'm looking them up. I'm going to have to do a split screen in real time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. This is like
here we go.
This is you can barely...
Oh my God, look up George Carl right now.
No.
And you're going to say, oh my God,
goodness. Holy. It's like looking into a mirror if I were John Lithgow.
You're not looking, are you?
No. No, I'll look later though. I'm sure it's one of those delightful things where like, oh my God, how come no one ever talked about this? I'll bet you if you Google George Carl, John Lithgow, the first result's going to be, holy cow, they look alike. Don't do it. I don't know why I even suggested it. Now I have to vamp while you use your big giant sausage fingers.
Oh, just FYI,
fingers. Just
note from Roger.
Yeah.
Tell Alan to get moving on the t-shirt. That's note from Roger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. You can't rush genius, Roger.
Right.
You can't be rushed.
Okay.
So there's that. Okay. Have you ever shown your kids Footloose, the original?
No, we've talked about it many times. Yeah. We've talked about it, but it just hasn't happened. I don't even know. I feel like Sarah's seen the remake because she liked dancing, one of those Dancing with the Stars shows where the one of the main people was the main character from Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
That looked terrible, anyways. Yeah, the original is excellent, but you know what movie you guys should watch together? I'd like you to source this out. I don't know where, even know where you'd find it. It's called Basic Instinct. No.
Oh, I've seen it.
No. Of course you've seen that one. No, the War Games. Matthew Broderick, War Games. Check it out. Holds up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've seen it, right? He's like, I remember seeing it, or at least three quarters of it, like on TV. Like, I didn't see it in the theater. I don't think I saw it on VHS, but is he a hacker or something?
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the conceit. But he has a dial-up modem, like one of those ones you take off the hook and you hang up your phone on the modem, and it does that kind of thing. And he hacks into NORAD, of course, because that's how you did it in 1983. So,
right.
Excellent, though. Excellent movie. It is funny to see the technology, but it is an excellent, excellent film that I recommend. So there's that. All right, Patreon. We have some new signups this week. So once again, thank you. Amazon's still up. Again, sheer laziness on my part. So if you're so lazy to order through them, through our site, then reward my laziness. That's what I'm telling you. Eventually they'll break up with me.
Okay. So listen to this. This is important. This is important. Okay.
Is going to get cut.
I started typing into Google George Carl versus JOH. What do you think came up?
A bunch of black vans circling your yard.
No, John Lithgow.
Yeah, I assumed it would. I like to do that sometimes, where I'm like, I enter the one name into Google and then see how many letters I can get in the other one before it pops up. You know, like, well, Brad Pitt, A-L, boom, there it is. Right, there we are.
The best part is when you type on that, this is part of the rabbit hole continuation.
Literally not the best part.
10 professional athlete coaches who resemble celebrities.
Oh my goodness. You're in like rabbit holes. See? You're I've got you. We got you in our hooks.
The best one that I'm looking at, you're going to have to do this because it's so good. Do you know who Stan Van Gundy is?
No.
Okay, you're going to have to look him up. He's a dead ringer for Ron Jeremy.
I don't know who Ron Jeremy is.
Okay, well, you're... Oh, and guess who number two on the list is?
Ron Jeremy.
No, Lithgow and George Carl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. I love the fact that your very first rabbit hole is live on the air.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, we can track your demise. Like, next up, 50 child stars who got really fat. Oh, my goodness. That was the kid from the Cosby Show. What's he doing to himself? Yeah. You'll be back on Facebook. I'm not listening
anymore. You know why I'm not listening anymore? Because this is really interesting. Mike Tomlin and Omar Epps.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, you're going to like this one. Not a coach, but Dan Marino and David Hasselhoff.
I can see it. It's the hair, hairline.
They are very similar. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm all done with my rabbit hole. I've emerged. All right,
we're out of time.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. I got really, really distracted there.
All right. Hey, before I get into my Corona bit, because I got a riff for you. And you can weigh in on it too. I'm excited. Quick woodwork update for you. I sold a bunch of stuff. Oh, we had a stretch on Craigslist, man. We don't call it that here. It's something else. It's like it's a version of eBay, but like it's essentially Craigslist.
Okay.
In Germany, but eBay Kleinanzeigen, it's called. So I sold some stuff. We had a stretch where it was just like everything must go. Like I'm selling stuff I wanted to keep just because it was so much fun to get rid of, right?
Okay.
But we ended up getting rid of a bunch of stuff. I'll probably talk about the Craigslist another time because we're running low on.
Oh, Craigslist. I did something. You just jogged something for me. Photography related. Should I say it? I'm really excited right now.
Well, yeah, I can't stop this momentum.
Okay.
I bought George Carl's old camera.
I know. I don't know. Again, I've been just occasionally just perusing Craigslist, not with anything in mind. Yeah, just looking at photography.
Well, sure, you don't have anything in mind.
Not looking for specific photography gear, but still just kind of searching general photography terms just
not
to
rabbit
see.
Holes,
hey,
but
hey, is there anything that I just can't pass up? Anyways, I found somebody had listed two separate listings, a Canon 430 EX2, like the or the ones that I have, the original version, and the 580 EX2, you know, the pro version of that same line, whatever, back in 2007, 8, whatever. You have one of those?
That's the one I have, yes.
Okay, so I just came across, there's two separate ads, but I could tell they're the same person because they were, the picture was exactly the same and the same, other than the price difference, which was minimal. Everything else in the ad was more or less the same, but it was quite a distance from where I live. And so I thought, okay, so here's the listing. Again, they're untouched. They still had the cases, not a mark on them. Don't think they were really ever used. You couldn't tell from the pictures other than they were in really good shape, but, $80 for the 580 EX2.
What?
Yeah, I know. And 70
that's
bucks.
Stolen.
The 70, no, no, 70, 70 bucks for the 430 EX2, which was, again, already on its own a really good price for a 430 EX in great shape like that. So the weird thing was I had talked to my cousin who was talking about getting, like, what kind of gear, stuff to get for a starting photographer. We kind of had a conversation. Anyways.
How about a used 6D?
So yeah, exactly. That was the first thing. They're still too expensive though. But anyway, so after that conversation, I just was going on Craigslist because I said, oh, you know, pick up a 430 EX2. Like that's an awesome starting flash, and you can get a trigger. Blah blah blah. Anyways, I basically did the Craigslisting looking to see what the cost would be, so I could send information along to my cousin. Anyway, so comes back. And I see these two flashes, but they're in Maple Ridge, and you know that's a far. Maple Ridge. I'm not doing it to save, you know, to get these two flashes and, you know, save 100, whatever, $150 you know, for two flashes, a great deal, but I'm not driving to Maple Ridge for it.
That's a 2 hour round trip.
Yeah, it's just not happening. So I just kind of on a whim sent a message just saying, like, because they were separate ads, they weren't listed together. I felt like, okay, if I say I'll buy both and you happen to be going to Richmond sometime soon, I'd be happy to pick up both. The price is fair. Like, you know, I'll take both of them off your hands for those prices. Anyways, fast forward to a couple of days later, and he's like, oh, I've got to take a friend to the airport. So, you know, if we can time it right, like maybe we could just meet, you know, after I finish at the airport.
Steve didn't forget.
And then, yeah, so basically they came within 5 minutes of my house, and for $150, I'll tell you how they weren't stolen, because the car the guy was driving was about a $115,000 kind of car, and he was a really nice guy. He was, again, a guy that said, yeah, my wife kind of gives me a hard time because I have all the gear but no idea what to do with it, so I just never use
these. After you bought them, you're like, hey, you should maybe listen to our show.
Yeah, they were in such good shape that he brought batteries, but he still had the cases. He had those, like, he had bought like those Stofen little like light diffuser things that go on top that I've never used. I don't own, but he had a couple of those, and he's just like, yeah, he pulled them out of the bag and then said, yeah, I've got batteries if you want to test them. I did not even test them. That's how good they look. Before he changed his mind, I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. Here's your $150. And wow. Yeah, they work perfectly. So yeah, they nice. Are
the
way 580 better.
Is the hammer, man. That is,
yeah,
a lot,
and so I have four now. So I've got the three 430s and now the 580, and triggers, I don't know, one of my triggers might be broken. I might need one more trigger to trigger them. Although the 580 can do optical, right?
No.
Oh, it doesn't have an optical built in.
No, it does. It has that weird little built-in sync. Like you can have a 480 on the. When you say optical, do you mean like it sees a flash and then fires?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't do that. It's got that little infrared optical thing that, like so you can place a 480 on your camera and use it simply. You can use it. You can either bounce
480
it into the
or 580,
ceiling.
The 580.
The 430. Sorry, the 430. Sorry. You can put a 430. You can put any one of them. Any one of your four Canon flashes. You can put any one of those on your camera.
Yeah.
And they have the built-in infrared talkie-schmocky, I think it's called. That's the technical term.
Sure.
They talk to each other, and you can even control them in the menu of your camera. I think you can do multiple.
I think only the 580 can command the other ones.
I don't know if that's true or not. Either You might be right. Yeah. Either
that's
way,
why I've never been able to do it that way, because the 430s can't transmit that message. That was one of the things they took out of the 430. Yeah,
that was one. I remember, because you and I, the one time that we used them in conjunction, I did use my 580 to control your 430 that one time. And we didn't have a bunch of time to test it either, so we kind of messed around briefly, and then ended up Ron Jeremy showed up, and we had a pretty good time. But Yeah, so that's the move. Is you can use that and bounce it into the ceiling if you want, just to have some light, and then have control three off camera flashes with that. Which I believe it also controls high speed sync off camera as well. So now you got like four off camera high speed syncable flashes as well, which is pretty awesome. That is going to come in wicked handy for shooting baseball stuff.
Yeah, I had that exact thought, and I was going to do it, except for I didn't bring light stands, and I didn't want to put my flashes in precarious positions. So I had exactly that in mind for the four flashes. I'm like, this will be high speed sync just from every angle, and and then I can have them a little bit. I can have them by basically sheer number. I can create enough light rather than worrying about whatever one flash can power.
Right, but even with the multiple high speed syncs. Now you're talking about basically controlling the sun in the middle of the day, and you're stopping the action at an unbelievable. So now you can light up, you know, using all, we're going down a rabbit hole, ironically. See? Rabbit holes. We're going to get into this. We're going to get into the multi-camera high-speed sync at some point then, because it's going to, you're about to tame the sun is what you're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, with a lens besides the built-in for the X100. That's the kicker here. So, That sounds awesome. So I got rid of stuff on Craigslist. That's what I did. And amongst it, I had a bunch of retro sort of like a cabinet set that I'd used for my office and got rid of. And I didn't pay. I think I paid $25 for the whole 5-piece set a couple years ago. And so I just wanted to get rid of them, right? But the problem was, I got rid of them and for about, I think, $20. So it cost me $5, amortized over 4 years, you know, $1.25 a year. It was a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, point being, we were using one of them for our stereo. And so now all of a sudden we had our stereo on the floor like we're in college or something. And so I had to very quickly whip together some sort of a stereo cabinet. Just like a very temporary one. So I went out, I bought three pieces of wood, like three sheets. It's hard to describe what they are here because it's a little different than you get in Canada. So I bought three and figured, okay, that's my challenge. I'll make them out of that, those boards, and whatever leftover kind of scrap wood I can put together. So I want to keep this like under $30, this whole thing.
Okay.
And so, and also do it in less than 3 days, including painting and finishing and all the stuff. And, that's not a lot of time because gotta let the paint dry, Adam. I don't know if you know how like glue and paint works, but it has to dry.
Right.
Okay. I'll write this down for you. You can write, see what George Carl has to say about it. So here we go. This is what I ended up with. Finished it in like 3.5 days. Not straight. Like that's like, you know, a couple hours here, a couple hours there, right? Got it?
Sure.
There you go. There's the new stereo cabinet out of three pieces of wood and some scrap.
Nice. Is that stereo from 1974 or what?
2007, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What? Just checking. It doesn't sound. What's the problem with it? What makes it look old? This is the iPod next to it.
Yeah, it just looks old. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's a very good tune. Doesn't even have a radio in it. Like that's a weird thing in Germany. They sell them. They don't. You have to get the radio extra. It's a licensing thing.
Got it. It's fine.
I'm not getting into it.
Yeah.
This wasn't for you. This was for the listeners who make stuff.
Right.
They gotcha. They wanna.
I do like how it looks. The cabinet part. Yeah.
Okay. My wife's favorite part about it, like she, this is honest to God, what she's pointed out. Like she's like, yeah, I like the chamfer underneath the top. And I was like, she didn't say chamfer, but she liked the 45 degree angle that I cut under the top. She pointed that out without me prompting her, which I was kind of impressed with, even though pretty much it's kind of my move. Like most everything I build has a chamfer underneath the top edge because I like it. But yeah, there you go. All right. So quick update on Corona, then we'll get into the photo stuff.
Okay.
I'm gonna run this past you because it's we're going testing crazy here in Germany. Nuts. Bonkers. We test. Testing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't make that clear enough.
Okay.
So the deal is, okay, like so our baseball team played on Saturday and they want me to come take pictures. And it's fine. We're allowed 100 spectators, not including me, because I would technically work there. But everybody has to show up. The outdoor at the Windy Park, you have to show up with a test, like a certified test, a quick test. Now we have testing stations all over the city that you can just roll up to. You make an appointment or walk up to, and they test you right there. And 15 minutes later, you walk out with a wristband, which allows you to go into stores and go to the baseball park. It's for example.
Sure.
Well, it makes no sense to me, right? So I'm like, all right, well, I'm not super happy with doing that, but all right, I'm going to go take pictures. So I time it about an hour and a half before the game starts. I ride my bike over to the one testing station and roll up. Now, this is for the deadly, deadly, deadly disease. That's what we're testing for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they're closed for lunch. So that's how you can tell this is a serious business, Adam, when they're like, yeah, we're taking a siesta. That's what we're going to do. We'll battle this horrible, deadly disease after our 90-minute lunch.
Right.
Like far be it for me to suggest that maybe you hire a couple extra people to man that thing or woman it. I'm not suggesting one or the other. And nope. So I'm like, I can't wait. So it's gonna, I have like 40 minutes until it opens. So I ride my bike to another testing station while it's lined up down the block and it's not moving. So I go back and I'm like, oh, I'll wait it out. So I go back to the original testing station. I'm like, I'm just gonna wait there. Well, now more people have shown up. So there's about five people there, which is fine. We have it under control, but there's nowhere to line up. It's just a closed tent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, around 15 minutes before they're opening, the people who are working there, they show up, they start opening it up. And as that's happening, more and more people are starting to show up, but there's still nowhere to line up. But there's everyone who's showing up after, like the later people, are all there. You can see them all just kind of hovering right around the front of the tent. Like, oh, is this the back of the line? You know, like that kind of move that they do. Like they pretend like they don't know what they're doing, and then just, oh, whoops, free stuff. And I couldn't do it. I said, I can't handle the social aspect. So I just left. I didn't go to the game. I said, meh, no pictures this week. You're on your own.
Right.
Because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all to do that. So now here's the other thing. The outdoor swimming pool, it's open. Now you have to register and sign up, but same kind of thing, you have to take a test. Now kids too, kids all, and my son cannot do them. He won't do them. He's like, he's done with the testing. He'll just miss out. He's like, nope, that, he knows how stupid it is, but also he can't stand the thing in his nose, right?
Right.
So anyways, you got to go get a test and go into the pool, and that's the deal. Unless you have your 2 weeks past your second shot, then you don't have to, but you have to prove it and so on and so on. Okay. It makes no sense, right? Would you agree that outdoor transmission, I say it's zero, would you at least admit that it's insignificant?
It's pretty insignificant, yeah.
Okay. With that in mind, I would like to see us take our resources and apply them somewhere where they would do some good. That's all I'm saying. I'm not anti-safety. I would just like to apply all of our resources to where it would do the most good. Because here's the thing. Those tests are free to to us, but the government pays for them.
Correct.
Right. So the government, the way it works is, we just found out this week that the government, every single test, like you can just show up and get a test. You don't got to give ID or nothing. You just show up and get a test. You can get a test every single day if you want to get a test.
Okay.
The government pays those people giving the test. That company, it's not the government doing it. It's a private company. They pay them 18 euros per test.
Okay.
So that means for our family of four, if we want to go to the pool, not counting the 13, 14 euros to get in, which is fine. We pay that part. The government is paying 72 euros for us to go to the outdoor pool.
Yeah, that seems excessive.
It's going to get worse. Turns out a number of these places have been caught pumping up the numbers, giving out 400 tests in a day and submitting a bill for 1500 because there's no paperwork involved. So they just throw a bunch of tests out and bill the government three times what they're doing.
Right.
So now the government is paying, let's assume not everybody's cheating, so let's double that. So now the government's paying 150 euros for me to go swimming every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy with that.
No. And really, the government's paying, but you're paying.
Yes. No, yeah, we are the government. That's the thing. Yeah. It's like, that's the point. That's the point I'm getting at. And this is what I'm saying to when I point out the absurdities. I'm not denying COVID. I think it is a very serious situation. I would like to see all of our resources going to where they need to go and not this stupid nonsense and waste that's happening. That's all. That's all it is. But when I point this out, people look at me like I'm the lunatic.
Right. No. I think there's definitely a valid point in there. And that's just, you know, a micro example of probably what goes, you know, very deep in terms of a problem, a spending problem that's related to this. And unfortunately, those who can take advantage very well may be taking advantage, right?
Yeah, I think there is part of that. At least the government is looking into it. But I would like to see them. I mean, our number. And here's the thing. The testing, like I looked into the numbers, kind of compared them to different spots, just out of curiosity And like you said, numbers in BC are very low, and you're not doing the testing. We are testing. Our numbers are even lower, despite all the testing.
Right.
So maybe that indicates that it's working. I don't know. I don't think that's what's driving the lower numbers. I think there's other things involved, but it just boggles my mind that we're caught up in this boondoggle here.
Right.
So there you go.
Okay.
I didn't take any pictures of that. So did you shoot anything interesting this week? Let's be fast so we can get into the topic.
Yeah, people can check out my Adam Two Hosers. I posted a couple of baseball pictures. I haven't really taken pictures at the ballpark for a while. So I did take some photos this past weekend. I uploaded a few to Instagram for the Adam Two Hosers. So you can check them out there. Try to do a few different angles. I used your trick of kind of shooting through the cage, up close to the cage. And so you see hints of the cage in some of the photos, depending on the image, but you get some different angles too, which is interesting. And, I took a picture. I think it might be on my Instagram. But one of the kids in our game, who hit his first, home run in a game, like he's hit tons in practice, but he hit his first home run in a game. And so I had a photo of just the moment before he hit the home run. So,
that's a home run he hit.
We're not talking about Jack. We're not talking about, about my son. Yeah.
Number 19.
Was it 19? I think it was 31. I don't know if he's in one of the photos or not. So I think I don't think I posted the exact photo, but I sent it to him. But I had just a cool vantage point photo of one of the pitches. It was a similar photo, but he actually hit it out. And he hit it out by quite a margin. So It reminded me why I said, the reason I bring it up, not so much anything more than to say, I immediately knew, because I know how much this kid likes baseball. He loves baseball. And really sweet kid. And so I sent the photo afterwards to his parents and to him. Like I had their emails, via that Team Snap thing that everybody uses now. Anyway, so had their email, sent it to them right away, and then got back like a really, really nice kind of email about how this was such a great moment. So nice that you'd captured it. He's been, waiting forever to hit his first one in a game, which I knew, which is why I was so happy I happened to catch a moment. But that, they went on to say like how he'll remember this for the rest of his life. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of a cool thing. And that sort of thing makes me happy about photography. It's just like when you get a moment like that and you can share it with somebody, and it's not about anything more than just being in the right place at the right time and then happening to catch something that you can share with other people. So
this is number 31, right?
That's number 31. That's not the exact pitch, but it's a similar shot where you get that perspective from the back right before he hits it. But it's not that one because it was a different pitcher that he hit it off of.
I need you to Photoshop a belt onto that kid.
Hey, no, the belt might have gotten in the way of hitting that home run.
Yeah, so. But Photoshop it in though. I might have. If you don't, I might.
All right,
it's easy to do. Hey, they photoshopped a shirt onto some girl's cleavage in the States in high school, so you can do that.
All right.
Yeah, but that was a story in the news.
I like what you kind of have been doing of shooting through the cage and getting different angles, and you're also protected in your camera. And so, I really like the vantage point of like head on from the back with the 70-200, and you kind of get the picture blurred out. And I think in one of the photos I put, like the ball is so sharp as it comes into that focal plane. So you get the batter sharp, you get the ball sharp, and you get the pitcher blurred out, and it's just you see everything that's going on, and it's just such a cool perspective that you don't really see very often in baseball photos. So I think he created something that probably someone else did, and now
they have their photographer pits in Major League Baseball, and so I'm kind of mimicking where they would be. And so I wish I had invented these angles, but no. I tell you what I do. Here's the pro tip for you in that situation. I bring my own little stool to the park so I can sit down and get like a really nice angle without blowing out my knees.
Yeah, it so happens that where I was, there is the bleachers which go right to the fence, so I could sit on the bottom bleacher and be quite comfortable. So yeah, no, that nice. that was helpful.
And there's a shot of your son making contact. How far did that ball go?
I think it was just a line drive between first and second. He didn't hit it, like, it was pretty flat line. It wasn't like a bomb kind of hit or anything.
He is honestly, looking at this swing, we'll talk off the air about this, he is one extremely minor tweak from hitting it on the roof of that house.
Like, yeah,
he's doing here.
Yeah, he's hit some good ones in practice this year, but in the games, he definitely, that's one of the things I was telling him about. He's just he just needs a little bit to hit a little bit under the ball, a little bit more of a launch angle. Like he gets on top of a lot of balls and hits a lot of hard grounders, line drives, doesn't hit a lot of fly balls, like just doesn't. And
I promise we'll tweak this as soon as we're done in about 10 seconds off the air.
Okay. All right.
And then it's game over. And then he's going to be losing some balls, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
In a good way. That sounded weird. And then enjoying himself.
Yes, and that was one of my favorites. He almost got picked off. So he almost got picked off of second. No, he was kind of falling asleep at second and made it back by, like, you know, the tiniest margin at second, and all his teammates were giving him a hard time. So the next pitch, he steals third, which they very seldom get thrown out at third. Occasionally, if they're never at second, they've been picked off at second, but they don't get thrown out at second very often. But yeah, he stole third, and they were still, all the kids were on the fence on his team after he stole third, and they were still giving him a hard time about him falling asleep at second, and so he was having quite a good laugh about it. But again, it reminds me how lucky we are to have some sport and kind of what's been a crazy year and a half. Like, baseball is one of those things, like, that truly the kids are enjoying themselves, and, you know, as much as these guys are pretty serious about their baseball, like, they're laughing and having fun the whole time, and so we're really lucky to have had baseball this last year. So that photo kind of captured it for me. He's so having a great time. Yeah.
Looks awesome. All right. We went on a hike. So there you go. There's my two kids, just real quick, just up on some rocks.
Nice. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So that's it's a fun little hike. We took Oma and Opa. That was their big deal. I think it was their Christmas present, was a Gutschein, a gift certificate to go hiking this one particular place. And so they're very excited to go. And I had to crop Opa out because he was just standing in front of the rocks looking super confused. So he's cropped out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's trying to access his phone or something, I guess. I'm not sure. All right. Let's get into it. Finally, are we starting the photo stuff at 40 minutes? Oh, that's awesome. Who's still listening? Hands up.
I'm listening.
Photo challenge / topic this week / month is our May monthly challenge, and that is flowers. And all of you hashtagged it Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers, and some of you even tagged us at Two Hosers on the Instagram. And that's what we're going to dive into in kind of no particular order. I just happened to grab them today as I normally do. And so first up, there you go. Last month's winner is first up, Roger Dahlman. Did I tell you it was flowers? That was the topic this week, the theme?
Mm-hmm. You told me.
Okay. I know I told you. I meant, you know, we should probably intro it like a professional would do.
Okay, you just did, so.
Okay. All right, so here's flowers. Bouquet of flowers, it's May after all.
Yeah, I like it. I like the color. It's a classic rose, right? So roses, everyone, the shape, the petals, like... Yeah, all the different reds and the yellows, like it's great. Looks really good. Looks like a Mother's Day card to me.
It is Gertrude, third stone from the sun.
Okay.
That is funny. That's funny to know, like, two nerds are maybe getting that. I don't know.
And they're not listening.
Okay. I'll fax you that joke later. Okay. I like the best about this is this choice of like tone, like how bright it is. Like you probably could have exposed it less, like a couple 2/3 under whatever this is, and got like a little more deep, rich colors. But I like that top one, I guess top or the one in the forefront being that bright, and all the texture, like the texture that these have is what makes this mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah. I like it.
Well done. Next up, Mike Roskopf, his entry for May. The light was already fading, which is not ideal for macro. So I should not complain, but embrace the fact and started playing with a zoom and get the pansy at 1/3 of a second. Well, bit of a shot at you out of nowhere, but.
That's not nice.
Do we still know that was in the 70s you would call people pansies?
Right.
Are we not doing that now?
No, you can't do that.
I think that's not true.
I want a formal apology. I'm going to wait for it right now.
No, I'm going to apologize to the flower, not to you.
Okay.
All right. Don't cancel silver flowers. So this is a macro. Oh, no, it's not. He couldn't do the macro, and so now he was going with the zooms. This is one of those zoom deals. But we did this like years and a decade ago, I think, right? But in post. Remember, you figured out a way to do it in post?
Oh, yeah. There was like some sort of radial blur kind of trick you could do.
Which we haven't done since, ironically.
No, but I do like this. This looks cool.
Yeah, this looks cool. I like the streaky colors, definitely.
Yeah, and if it was done in camera, even better. My first thought was that he was using one of those, like, the prism-type glass deals, like, through one of those prism things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are we going to see some prism baseball photos soon?
Maybe. Yeah, good call. That would be very challenging, I think. A still would be one thing, but shooting the actual action like that would be very right. challenging, yeah.
I'm thinking video. That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, okay. Got ya.
The opening of Goodwill Hunting, but baseball. So this is cool. I like the super deep, rich colors here. That's I think my favorite part. Next up is David 120 Williams. Flowers with a photo challenge in mind. I threw a call out to my local community offering a free photo shoot to local florists. With the assistance of my daughter, Hannah, I met the extremely talented, lovely Anne from Magnolia and Eucalyptus, or Eucalypt. I added the us just because of koalas, really. They now have a range of photos on their website and socials. For those in the northern suburbs of Sydney, Anne should be your go-to florist. Yeah, I've been out. This album, she's talking about, okay, carry on.
Carry on who?
You carry on. I had no joke there.
Oh, okay, it's a nice photo. I like it.
Great idea to reach out and go to actually shoot a florist. I like that.
Yeah, not the same florist as the one from the town. A different florist.
No, she got them all hooked up good and proper.
Right.
That's great. So now I'm going to go check out the website and social media of these folks and see the rest of the shots.
Why nice not?
Job. I'm doing it. All right, next up is B.S. Vaughn Photography. This is a challenge, takes me back to a project I started with my son. All flowers are wild and within 1 to 15 feet of the roadside. That's like right in your wheelhouse, Adam.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Close to my room.
Yeah. Yes. All you need is to get like a right-hand drive, and you can just kind of lean out the window while you're driving by. Laziest of all time. Have to stop in the road or pull in somewhere to walk the flower. All right.
Right.
What is this? I don't know what this flower is. Is this an orchid?
I'm not a flowerologist.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, this one sort of looks like the alien of flowers to me.
It looks very cool. I like the contrast of the white against the, I'm assuming that's yellow and green.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Really well done. Really, really, really pops out. And sure. Catching it, I guess, in that morning dew, I suppose. Let's hope. And yeah, well done. All right, next up, this is where it all starts to come unraveled, Adam.
Okay.
So Kenneth Skalivik, I pronounce it a different way every single month. The dandelions have started the final attack at our lawn. Must be several hundred of them. Uh-huh. The bumblebees are loving them, though. You know what dandelion is in German, Adam?
No.
Löwenzahn.
Okay.
Lion teeth, which I never realized. First of all, how do you say it? Well, how do you say that in English?
How do I say dandelion?
Derry, okay, thank you. I wanted to hear you say it because my American buddy here is making fun of me because he's like, dude, it's dandelion.
No, said, that's no, that's can't dandy. Be right.
He wears a top hat and prances around. It's a dandelion.
Yeah.
So, anyways, he says it's I think it probably is dandelion, but no. I say dandelion like a man. So, anyways, if you think about it, I'm assuming dande it comes from dente, like dent, like teeth, and then lion, and then Leuven, lion teeth in English or in German, Leuvenson. Big day for you learning that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So this is where it starts. This is a great photo. This is really awesome. Great timing. I love the. There's another one. I didn't realize there was more to his. I didn't explore. I just grabbed the first one. Really well done. The flower sharp. The bumblebees there, etc., etc. I hate dandelions. Hate them. So I take this as a personal affront.
Okay.
Yeah. There's more. Oh, there's more dandelions coming. But what do you think of this?
I like the bee.
Yeah. Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere, here's another rabbit hole for you to go down. Apparently,
oh, no.
From a standpoint of physics, a bumblebee should not technically be able to fly.
I heard that. The weight of the bee versus the wings, or is
something
that
the like that.
Yeah. There's a ratio. They're too heavy to fly.
Right. Yeah. You'll find out. Like the A10 warthog of insects. All right, next up is Lang Rob, which I'm guessing is Rob Lang, who I don't remember having Rob Lang submit to the show before. Do you?
No. This is somebody I know, and I think it's his mom's photo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a sec. I have a guess. What? So this guy's a buddy of yours.
Yeah, I know this guy, yeah.
Okay. What's his nickname?
Rob.
That's his name. I don't think he is. Oh, what a great nickname.
Oh, would it Rob. Be do you are you trying to say Langer?
There's no way his nickname isn't Langer.
Maybe I'll have to ask. I don't think I've ever called him Langer, but you're right. It just lends itself to Langer.
If it's not Langer, it's the Langer.
The Langer.
Yeah, the only Lang I don't call Langer? Arthur Lang.
Just, that's true. What about if you put Panger and Langer in a room, what would happen?
Like a nonstop echo, I assume, like a feedback loop. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is his mom's photo. So I Mrs. Langer.
I think that
Frau Langer.
I think his mom is very much a gardener and has, you know, greenhouse and all of the different stuff that goes with gardening. I'm not a gardener, as you can tell. So this is her photo. I believe she takes a lot of flower photos, and I believe this is one of hers. He told me he was gonna submit a photo, but I believe this is on behalf of his.
Okay,
his
Mrs. Langer, this looks really good. I like that. This is so sharp. That's what I like. I like. From the front of the flower,
it
right
looks
to the
again kind of like, I don't know, it has some sort of like personality. Like I'd be scared if I woke up and I saw this flower standing next to me. I'd be scared.
This would be like when they put posters on the ceiling of dentist's office, so you get something to look at. Like before they had TVs up there. I don't know if they do that. Does yours have it? Mine doesn't have it. They don't have TVs in mine. But they used to put posters up there, like a kitten, like, hey, hang in there, or something like that. This one would be up there, and it would say, like, here comes the sun flower, or something like that.
Sure.
That's what this poster would be.
I'm looking at it really closely right now, and I feel like there's almost two eyes and a mouth. Like at first, I just thought it looked like an eye staring at me, right? Like with the eyelashes being kind of the top and the bottom of the flower. But now I'm looking at it and it's like, oh no, like that's the hair and the and the beard, and then the inside is like the big mouth, and then you could kind of make two eyes out, and then there's almost like some blush on the cheeks. Like, yeah, this is a happy, very happy flower. So this is one I shouldn't be scared of.
This is North Delta Sun God Arena.
Sure.
That's the logo right there.
Okay.
All right. Well done. Like the colors, like the crispness of this all.
Yeah.
And welcome
Rob,
to the show.
Tell your mom Rob Lang's she wins. Mom. She's the winner.
Yeah.
Well, she has we'll to see. Fight Panger, though, in a serious David, like cage match.
David R. Wilkinson. There's blue daisies in a disused quarry.
Ooh, I like that's this,
where, that's,
too.
That's where I went hiking with the kids, was in a quarry, a disused quarry. So just I like saying that. That's a name of a, like one of my favorite indie bands from the 90s, Disused Quarry.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyways. What about if you have a quarrel with a quarry, then what happens?
You get Panger and Langer to referee it. That's what you do.
All right.
So, this one here.
I like it.
You go. You tell me why.
No, it's just it's blue and yellow and green. All like the blue just really pops here. So you know they've done a really. Mm-hmm. It's one of those photos where the depth of field is like zero. So it's like it blur. Like is this macro? I don't know. This just it goes out of focus so quickly, and it doesn't look like those leaves are that far behind, but maybe they are. But it seems like it goes out of focus extremely quickly. And but in this case, because the background green is kind of like it's not the most appealing part of the image, most likely, but it just works really nicely as a nice kind of muted background, and then the flowers really stand out, especially the blue ones. The blue ones are just
indeed are that's really a great nice. Color of blue to go against that green. Very Canucks blue green.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I like it. It makes me
that
feel
could be why.
Yeah, it makes me feel like it's Canucks,
like patriotic to a last place team. So
yeah,
the old, like now here's some constructive criticism which we have yet to give this month. I would lose the little blue smudge on the left side. You know, you don't need that.
Yeah, I agree.
Doing you any favors?
Yeah. In fact, my auto move was to zoom in. I didn't even think about it because when you said that, uh-huh. I was like, "Oh, I'm already zoomed in." To get rid of that, so I just did that manually on my phone. So I suggest the same. Yeah, don't need that.
Adam's live editing.
I did. I just live edited your photo.
Oh, I didn't realize David submitted two. Well, I like the next one too, but we can't. Which one do you like better?
No, we already talked about one,
blue,
didn't we?
Blue one, right? But which one do you like better? Just quick, without mentioning it.
The other one.
Yeah, blue, same. Okay, moving on. All right, next up is Duca Pixel. Flowers and flowers.
Ooh, this is picture within a picture.
Yeah, so the two in a row are his. So he shows the picture. The reason I included both is it's the same photo, but he shows basically where it was taken. So I'm assuming the challenge one is the first one, the picture in the picture.
Yeah, I think so.
Expired FP100C peel apart instant film in a field of wildflowers with a Z.
Okay, so here's my question, because maybe I'm missing something. Is that photo taken from the same place?
That was my assumption.
Or it doesn't seem like those flowers fit in with what the background is showing.
I don't know. I don't know that we have African daisies in the fields. Is he German? I think he mentioned before that he's the one who took a picture near, not too far from here, from Rotlingen. So I bet you this is on a road trip.
Yeah, so I like the idea, but I wish that photo literally fills in the missing piece in the larger photo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Almost like the puzzle piece effect.
I think you're going to have to one-up him and just go to Africa.
Yeah. Yeah. Wherever he's standing to take that photo, I feel like he should have just taken a photo of there, then gone back there at the same time, and then had the fit picture developed and retaken it, or just cut out a square frame, or having like a picture frame holding it and take that, and then you could take that and make a picture within a picture that way.
Right. You lost me. I think, yeah. Tell me about your texting with Roger again. That'll probably get us back.
Oh, I think Roger responded. Do you want to hear what he said?
Okay, no, I'm only joking. Don't. No, we'll ask him the show. Come on. We're entering hour three. Like all of a sudden Roots called and said, "Hey, can you wrap it up a little bit?"
Right. Okay. Sorry.
Cause it was long. Roots was long, right?
Right.
I think so. I mean, the guys who make the t-shirts in the mall, Roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, look at the actual photo itself. It looks really cool. Like those colors really, like that's got a lot of punch to it. So,
right.
Well, really, I like that one. Next up is Tom Tatarka. Springtime in Montana. Crabapple blossom in the snow.
And this one's like just kind of a softer, cooler image. I mean, we've seen a lot of bright, and this one's got the bright and then the kind of like, again, yeah, like a soft white outline around everything. Really like it. It's different, very different than everything else we've seen.
With the snow, it's awesome.
Yeah.
The snow really makes it. I've been kind of wanting to go to Montana for quite some time. I got a buddy who's from there, and he has some fun there. And I don't know, looks awesome. Go fishing, hunting, stuff like that. Montana looks pretty awesome.
Cool.
Like 18 people live there. That's the appeal of it, I think. So I love it. Love the snow. All right, next up is another new submission. I don't think we've had Conservatory of the Mind before. A Mayflower descendant in May with flowers. Now, I don't know if she's actually a Mayflower descendant. Maybe. I can't tell who's shining us on the social media.
No.
I need you to check for me. So I'm saying, can you go down a rabbit hole?
Sure. I like her eye makeup. It's very cool looking. That's what I can say.
Yeah, I like all of this. Very nice balance, the light in the foreground and the background, which is not easy to do. Very well done. We have enough, the depth of field is great. There's enough out of focus to keep the focus on her without it, you know, disappearing too far. And we have the floral pattern with the flowers and the trees is well done. And I've never seen a picture of somebody smiling that I have not liked. Not once.
Yeah, no, I like it. I probably would have gone slightly more out of focus with the background than the choice here. Now that might have just been a function of the lens and camera combination, but I do like everything you said. Yeah, my taste would have been in this photo to go more out of focus. You'd still know that there were flowers, and then maybe you'd be able to get you'd be able to get everything that you've got here, but just a little bit more focus on the subject.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I'm hoping Conservatory of the Mind comes back, Adam. That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
Repeat customer. Next up is DMAC 14609. This is at the George Eastman Museum. You know who George Eastman is, right?
No.
Kodak.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Eastman Kodak. He's the guy.
Okay.
Why didn't he just call it Eastman, I wonder? I actually don't know the story behind that. Why? We learned all about George Eastman in school, like in film school, etc. But this is Wisteria at the George Eastman House. Quite a majestic place to visit. So I like the fact that it's flowers, but even more that you're at the museum of George Eastman himself, the guy who, you know, made Kodak. That's pretty cool. We need to know, DMAC, is it a good museum? What do you get to see in there?
Are we waiting for him to answer?
No, waiting for you. Is he on? Don't you have him on text? Ask Roger to ask him. Slide into his DMs and see what happens.
Okay.
Great colors, great location. Next up, Pixelscaper. Now, he goes out of his way to say this is not a dandelion, by the way. Its bloom is about 5 inches round. So I don't know what that is. However, he knows my disdain for dandelions, and goes out of his way. So I'm going to give him a pass on this one. This looks like the opening credit, like a poster for, what was that show I liked? The first season, the other season two wasn't good. True Detective.
Oh, was that with like the Woody Harrelson one?
Yes, he was in him and Woody Harrelson and the other guy, Matthew McConaughey.
Right, I saw the first season as well, and that's it. I knocked it off.
Yeah, I saw the first 30 minutes of season two and went, okay, whoa, we're done with this. But this looks like the poster for that. That was really great. The tone of it and the sky and the contrast and all that, and great angle got right down there.
Yeah, this is like you're lying on your back in the grass, shooting straight up. No, I like it too.
All right, next one up is yours. You intro it.
I just lost my place. So hold on.
Okay, it's the Panger.
Get me. Oh yeah, there you go. Okay, Panger. With yeah, the leaves. What kind of flower is that?
That's a cranberry flower.
Okay, I have no idea.
No, I don't know. I don't think that even exists.
I like it. I feel like in this one there should be slightly more in focus.
He is shooting it right in your backyard, though.
Basically, yeah. But yeah, there's not enough in focus for me.
Okay, I don't mind the focus part. I also like the spotlight, like that sort of little slash of light down the middle.
Yeah.
But you're not happy. You don't think this is Panger's best.
No, Panger, you got more in you. I know it. I know it. I know it in my heart.
Second place to the Langer for sure.
Yeah.
All right, JC Russo, look at this one.
I like this a lot.
Yeah, this is up there. This is up there now. If only your name rhymed with anger, you'd be a lot better off this month. I don't know what a peony is because I'm not that smart, but look at the colors on this thing. It looks like a bunch of clamshells.
Mm-hmm. It's very, and it, again, texture. This would be a good texture challenge. Like, I feel like you can, I don't know, it's soft. It just, everything about this photo, the focus, the color, the texture, it all feels like it's super soft. And I don't know, it almost feels like, oh, this must smell terrific.
Oh, I was thinking nap.
Okay,
now, if he didn't say this was a flower, would you know what it is?
Yeah, I think so. I think I would know it's flowers.
I don't think I would.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe. Next up, Brimstone Photography, Two Hosers May Flowers Monthly Challenge. This is one of my favorite flowers, the Bleeding Heart. Okay, I see the heart now. I didn't get the old what have you. I get to walk past this every morning on my way out of the house and when I get home. I'm going to say he has one of these in his front yard.
That would be a good assumption, or maybe a neighbor does.
See, that show True Detective was based on me, evidently.
Yeah, and me.
Yeah, no, we both nailed it. Yeah. Right. Can I be McConaughey, though? Okay, you be Woody. That's fine. A lot of shallow depth of field in these photos, which works great. You want to really isolate the image, and great colors with that sort of pink-red against the green background. Looks fantastic. Next up, Jens Mitjot. Once again, taunting me.
Yeah, I think it's just a time of year thing. It's not personal.
I'm taking it personally. I really am taking it personally. Like, what are we doing here? And is he Pusteblume? I guess that's because you're blowing. That's the one that when they're blowing, it's the dandelion becomes a Pusteblume, I guess. Never heard it called that. And then Brimstone Photography has to weigh in and make a wish and blow. Yeah, don't blow. Not in my front yard, okay?
Right.
Like, I think I've talked about it on the show before. Like, I have an old kitchen knife, like a small little cheese knife that we don't use anymore, sitting on my front porch. And so every single time when I walk out of the house, if I see a dandelion, I carve it out. I carve the roots out and everything. So my lawn is free of dandelions.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to throw the word
hero
around. Do you want
a medal
around.
Or a title?
Yeah, no,
belt
just
of
say
some
hero.
Sort?
Just say dandelion hero. No, I'm just saying that's how against them I am. Okay. I don't mind my kid blowing the Pusteblume here, but just on someone else's lawn, not mine.
Right.
So there you go. But it's really well done. Like, this really sticks out. Like,
it looks very good.
The colors. Yeah. So again, this is going to haunt me tonight. I'm not going to sleep. All right. Last one up is D. Bradshaw, 75, and yeah, we could tell this is in Wajuk, Noongar, Buja. We knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in Australia. I believe he's in, I think he's in Western Australia, out by Perth, I think. Fremantle? Am I correct in that? I don't remember offhand. So a close-up of the flower spike sometime after flowering of a balga or grass tree. Native to Australia and very unique. And has traditionally been very important to the Aboriginal people with many different uses. As we are in autumn, Perth is a bit light on for flowers at the moment, so I thought I would make this an interesting alternative. It is. What was the first thing you thought of when you saw it?
Scary death spike.
I thought, oh my God, it looks like little birds wanting to feed. And then I read the first comment, and me and L. Jane Hughes on the same page.
Mm, yeah, no, I see it now that you say it, but no, I thought absolute death trap.
Everything, like, you know, the kicker is like you can see on the lower left-hand side, there's a couple spider webs. That's probably from like a deadly spider that will kill you without even biting you. Like it just looks at you sideways and you die within 4 seconds.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it, or it's the web of the golden orb, which is like essentially Kevlar, which is crazy. I've touched one of those webs. It's insane how strong those things are. So everything in Australia will kill you. That's the point. But overall, okay. really cool and unique photo.
Okay.
All right. Wow, that's a lot this month. Good for everybody. I'm glad you all submitted. Let's have a quick look at ours and be done with this.
Okay.
All right, let's look at yours. I threw a fence. You said you like fences, and here's a fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thought I would, again, go for something a little different. I did take a few other photos, which I'm not going to post or discuss, doing a lot of the, you know, really heavy blurred out background. But it's funny, when I actually sat down and looked at the bunch of photos that I took of different flowers.
You thought this one's for losers?
No, this one just stuck out to me as different. And that's all this is by no means am I going to profess to be a flower taking expert. But I just thought I'd kind of go with something different. So use the fence to kind of frame the image. It was kind of early in the morning that I took this, a little bit overcast with some little bit, like it had rained the night before. So there was definitely there's water droplets all over the flowers, which I kind of liked. And then you get the soft light on the fence. And I just kind of thought, okay, well, the fence is reasonably symmetrical, not perfectly symmetrical that I saw these flowers through. These are daisies, right? I'm again not a flower person, but I'm assuming these are daisies.
Probably.
Yeah. So, you know, the white, the yellow, and then the nice kind of green background. And I just thought, oh, I'm gonna use the fence as to create sort of my frame and try to just line it up so that I could get a more or less a symmetrical shot. But yeah, you can see that one fence, it's not a post, but whatever, that slat is mm-hmm. is kind of warped, but that allows us to see through to the daisies a little bit better. So
indeed it does. That's really I think the fence is what really makes the shot. Otherwise it's just kind of it is what it is. Yeah. What's the caption in the dentist office for this?
Have a nice daisy.
Oh, that's not bad. I thought it was look at her wearing those Daisy Dukes at first, but then yours is better. Right.
Yeah.
Have a nice daisy. No, have a nice daisy. Oh, that's excellent, Adam. You got to make that. All right. I got bad news, Roger. That's the new shirt. Don't worry. I'll make it huge. I'll make it like on the front. It'll take the entire front. It'll wrap around the back of the shirt. It's going to be that awesome. All right. So yeah, here's mine as basically in response to everybody. I photographed what I hate. I photographed my mortal enemy, Adam.
Okay, there you go. The dandelion in a jar, like basically
quarantined from my yard.
Right. Gotcha.
Look at the grass there. First of all, that looks like the Kikuyu at Spyglass Hill. I couldn't think of the name of the Shinnecock. I meant to say Shinnecock. Just because I like to say Shinnecock. Shinnecock Hills Golf Course. Look at the grass. You could play around on that, eh?
Sure.
Look at that. So look at, like, that's in the lawn. Look at my lawn. Look in the background. Do you see any even out-of-focus dandelions, Adam?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. You don't. Not a one. So I had my son, and my daughter. Both of them went down the street to the open field and picked one of the Pusta Bluma there. And we quarantined it in a beer glass, and because I didn't want it on my grass. But that's what I'm getting at. That's a lot of themes I'm getting at here, how much I hate them, how much I want them away from my grass, and how I'm willing to confront my fears just for this show.
That's great.
I also picked that glass because I love that glass, even though it looks a little bit dirty. Now I'm looking at it in this light. It's just a hint. You can just, if you have to do a little rabbit holing to figure out what glass that is, because I purposely didn't put the logo right in the front. But you'll find out it's the Bridge Brewery in North Vancouver because I happen to like their stuff and I want them to sponsor the show.
Okay.
Okay. You hear that, Bridge? Love ya. Okay. Any comments, Adam?
No, it's delightful.
Best one. Best one yet. That's what I've noticed. Okay, thanks once again, everybody, for submitting and hashtagging those. We got one coming up next month for June, and I'm gonna announce it right now. Adam, are you sitting down? Of course you are.
Yes, what I'm else sitting down. Doing? I'm sitting down right now.
Surprised you're not lying down. The augmented lighting. So that means light it. Light something. It's that wide open. Now, the reason I call it augmented lighting is that it can be bounce. You can light it. What I want you to do, what I would like everybody to do, is to not just look for something that exists. I want you to tweak it a little bit. Light it with maybe one of your new flashes, Adam. Maybe some bounce. Anything you want. Grab a desk lamp. I don't care. Tweak the lighting a little bit, and that's all you got to do.
Okay.
Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, tag us at Two Hosers and those other two hashtags on the Instagram, and we'll talk about it at the beginning of July. Challenge for next week, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Evening. The challenge is evening.
Evening, okay.
Because it's the nicest time. It really is like the greatest time. What do you do in the evening? Stuff, right? You do stuff?
Yeah, I do stuff, yeah.
Shoot that. Shoot some evening stuff.
Okay.
That's the challenge. Make it good, though. Like, okay. Not like the last 2 years. So, all right, website, none for you, but they can find you on the Instagram, Adam.
Yeah, Adam Two Hosers. Check it out.
Yeah, you just posted today, in fact. Myself, I did. You can find us at alanatridge.com, where you can find my stuff, or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.